Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Thursday, May the 14th, 2015. This is the Mind of God program. And on the Mind of God program, sisters and brothers, we endeavor every day to destroy the wicked mind of Satan, to destroy entropy within ourselves. That is the idea that love must be used, the energy of our construct must be used for love, and when that love energy is diverted, it turns into entropy. Entropy is disorder and chaos. The actual literal measurement of wasted energy that is unused and unavailable for love. In religion, you call that demons. Demons represent disorder and chaos. Demons are entropy. So we pray daily. We tune to the vibration and the frequency of the universe, of every part, parcel, and facet of the physical, visible universe, mass, matter, material, because this physical universe is righteous and holy and came from the powerful, most powerful, unseen reality. And when we tune to the mass, matter, material universe, we are enabled and empowered to destroy entropy, to take that energy and divert it right back to love, and becoming Christ conscious, becoming Yahuwah conscious, becoming God and Goddess conscious. In that conscious state of mind, we see as poor working class masses of people that it is within our best interest to come together to overturn the power of the wicked ruling class and families, and then we will be able to enter right in to the kingdom of God, the queendom of Goddess in heaven, right here, right now on this earth. We are ready, willing, and able to ally ourselves with any political, religious, or revolutionary institution that is of like mind. I am ever grateful and thankful to my dear, wonderful, beautiful sister, Venice, who is yet our producer, helper, engineer, facilitator, coordinator of this website and this program, the Mind of God program. Thank you, Sister Venice, for such wonderful service. I appreciate, love you with all of my heart, and pray that the Almighty continues to bless you, your family, and your children. Contact me by emailing yahlove@comcast.net. yahlove@comcast.net. Now let's pause and give praises to the Almighty, for we are never too busy to pause and give praise to the Almighty and the power from the unseen reality. We give praises to the Almighty Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, Father is known by the word Ab and Abba. So when we put that together with Yahuwah, we get Yahuwah Ab. Now, Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to the Lord Yahuwah as having the attribute of begetting, that is Yahuwah as Father. And so we see that Yahuwah Ab is our Almighty Father. In the African Arabic language, The Almighty Father is known as Allah. Now, Allah is not only an African Hebrew word, but Allah is not only an African Arabic word, but also an African Hebrew word found under the number 5927. On the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, Allah has to do with elevating and excelling, growing up and coming up, to come up, to go up, to grow up, to come up. It even deals with photosynthesis and how the rays of the sun going down into the earth, bringing up vegetation through photosynthesis and the rays of the sun. So we see that the Almighty Father, Yahuwah, shines down on us the knowledge from his supreme mind of knowledge and causes us to grow and excel so that we may exceed the wicked ruling class and that we may be empowered to facilitate the kingdom of God and queendom of Goddess in heaven right here, right now on this earth. In Egypt, one of the names for the Almighty Father is Amen, which means the hidden one. When we see the birth process, the universe as an egg, and see the sacred divine masculine hiding the seed of life into the womb of the Almighty Mother, we see that hidden power, that hidden one hiding, that we may come to full birth in a hidden state so that when we are born, we have been protected because we have been hidden away from eyes that could see, from hands that could destroy the birth process. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, the Almighty Father is known as the Great and the Grandfather. We have to pause also and give praises to the Almighty Mother, the Almighty Mother Holy Spirit, the goddess of creation, the almighty creatress, dark spirit, dark energy. That's the scientific term, dark spirit, dark energy. For the Almighty Father, who is the Father and God of the universe, the scientific term is dark water, dark matter. Oh, we are scientists today. Now, the Almighty Mother. The word for mother is Ain. Putting that together with Yahuwah, we get Yahuwah Ain. In Numbers chapter 11, again, Moses refers to the Lord Yahuwah as not only having the attribute of begetting, which is the Father, sacred divine masculine, but the Lord Yahuwah also has the attribute of conceiving. For that same Yahuwah is not only Father, but also Mother, because Yahuwah is a scientific term defined as existing, living, existing one, living one. And there is no existence without the sacred divine union of sacred divine masculine and sacred divine feminine. When you put that together with the word Hayah, which you see the word Hayah, when researching I am that I am, the word Hayah is defined as the verb to cause to come into being, to cause to come into existence, to bring into existence and into being. For the first law of science is cause and effect. And Yahuwah Hayah is the Father, Mother, self-living one, self-existent one, Father, Mother acting as one, bringing and causing the existence, bringing into existence all that has ever existed, exists now, and ever will exist. Mother Holy Spirit is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom, the word wisdom, Chokmah, 2454 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary is feminine. Mother Holy Spirit is feminine. In the Living Bible Translation, of St. Matthew chapter 1 verses 19 and 20, we learn that Mother Holy Spirit did what? Conceived Jesus. She is not only the mother of Yahshua Jesus. She is your, my, our mother, mother of the human family, mother of the universe, as Father is father of the same. In the African Hebrew language, her name and title are Ruach HaKadosh. Now, Ruach is the word for spirit, 7307. On the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, that word is feminine. HaKadosh, Ruach Ka, Kadosh Ka is the word for spirit in the Kemites. The Kemites in Kemet, Egypt, use Ka for the word to signify spirit. 7307, Ruach, that word is feminine. Again, Mother Holy Spirit is feminine. She's our mother. In the African Arabic language, Mother Holy Spirit is known as Allah, spelled with an I. And we hear our wonderful Islam, I should say, we as Muslims, we as Christians, we as Hindus, but now I'm dealing with Islam. We as Muslims say, Ashhadu illa ilaha il Allah. And you hear Allah three times. You hear Allah one time, which is in direct relation to the Trinity. Yeah, that sounds strange to you, but it's true. We're scientists now. We understand the equation of the universe. Watch this. Allah is mentioned three times. Mother Holy Spirit is the third person in the Trinity. Allah is mentioned one time. The Almighty Father is the first person of the Trinity. You and I and the whole of the physical universe began in the unseen world. And we all are the second person of the Trinity, as all of us are members of the body of Christ. Now, the equation in the universe is this. The unseen world, and I give thanks and praises, the unseen reality. The scientists examined all of the physical fixtures, the flesh universe, mass, matter, material in the universe, counted it all up. And they said, you know what? It's not adding up. Something else is going on. And so they said, you know what? It must be some matter in the universe that we don't see. And they counted the matter that we don't see as being the origins of the matter that we do see. And the matter that we don't see, the invisible matter, the unseen hidden matter, outnumbers the physical matter 10 to 1. So they also said there is an accompanying energy that goes along with the matter that we don't see. They call the matter that we don't see dark matter. And I'm also adding dark water. That's the Almighty Father, God of the universe. Then the accompanying energy that accompanies the mass, matter, material world that we don't see, dark matter, they call that energy dark energy. And we go with that, and we say the Almighty Mother Holy Spirit, Goddess of the universe, is the dark energy. This is the water and spirit that Jesus said we must be born again and born through in order to enter the kingdom of God. Now, further in the equation, the scientists say that the energy in the universe outnumbers dark energy, outnumbers dark matter 3 to 1. 3 to 1 is more dark energy in the universe than there is dark matter. And dark energy outnumbers dark matter 3 to 1. That's like saying that the Almighty Mother Holy Spirit, Goddess of the universe, is more populous 3 to 1 than the Almighty Father, God of the universe, dark water, matter. Therefore, the Trinity, the Almighty Father, is on the one. And in the Trinity, The Almighty Mother Holy Spirit is on the three because the energy outnumbers matter 3-1 in the universe. And in the Islamic equation, Ashhadu Ilaha Illa Il, that's three Ilahs, and then Allah one time. This is mathematics. And did not W.D. Farad teach the most honorable Elijah Muhammad that Islam is, or mathematics is Islam, and Islam is mathematics? When you understand mathematics on this high level, this is why Mother Holy Spirit is so important in the scripture. If you diss Mother Holy Spirit, you're dead. It's over. No more birth. No more birth process for you, for me. So we always must recognize Mother Holy Spirit and her importance as the womb that carries the mass, matter, and material, and the womb through whom we are born into this physical world. Now, in the African Hebrew language, you have Ilah there, 5931, I believe, or 5930. You have Ola with an O. She's feminine, representing Mother Holy Spirit as that agency that is able to cause us to go up and come up with divine supreme wisdom, that with the divine supreme knowledge from the Almighty Father and the divine supreme wisdom from the Almighty Mother, we are enabled to overturn this wicked system and enter right on into the kingdom of God, kingdom of God that's in heaven, fulfilling the words of Yahushua Jesus in St. John chapter 3, where he says, in order to enter the kingdom of God in heaven, you must be born again, and further, you must be born of the Spirit, or excuse me, born of the water and born of the Spirit. That water is the dark water, dark matter, and that Spirit is the dark spirit, dark energy from whence the whole physical universe came out of. In Egypt, Mother Holy Spirit, so when you get to 5930 or 5931, you see Allah with an I. There, Mother Holy Spirit is defined in Allah as occurrence, because we are here with this knowledge and wisdom to change our occurrence and change our circumstance so that we may what? Enter the kingdom of God, kingdom of God that's in heaven here and now on this earth. In Egypt, one of the names for Mother Holy Spirit is Amenet, revealed. So that which is hidden must be revealed. And the principle of revelation, the principle of revealed, when the governments of this earth, which are fully corrupt, corrupted on all manner of levels, some governments more corrupt than others, but all governments having a level of corruption in them, doing things in secret, doing things in hiding, wanting to keep their wicked, nasty, rotten deeds hidden from the public. I am reminded of the Osama bin Laden fictitious narrative, and how we heard that there was great fire and great shooting. Was that Afghanistan? I can't remember exactly what nation that was over in the central Mideast, Central Asia. Pakistan or Afghanistan. But the government, the Obama administration, Secretary of State at the time, Hillary Clinton, President Obama, Joint Chiefs of Staff, CIA, FBI, all the government officials talked about how all this fire was going on, all this shooting and whatnot. But Seymour Hersh on Democracy Now! Has written an article revealing that the whole construct of the killing of Osama bin Laden was a fictitious narrative. Now, the Obama administration didn't want that to come out. Hillary Clinton didn't want that to come out. She's running for president. She wanted that to remain hidden. The whole construct fictitious. No firing back. No Navy SEALs under fire threat, life threatened. No. Seymour Hersh doubts that the government of America actually buried Osama bin Laden at sea. They said, he said something about maybe pieces of the body thrown into the water. The point is, the womb of the universe revealing that which is hidden, revealing actions taken purposefully to hide truth. That Amenet principle of the universe caused Seymour Hersh to have friends in high places who knew the real narrative, reporting to Seymour Hersh, and Seymour Hersh writing an article and going on Democracy Now! Has the whole government in a topsy-turvy because Amenet in the universe revealing the truth. How many times have we acted and tried to hide the truth? But all of a sudden, people begin to see and know the truth. So, do not commit actions with the intent of hiding. Make sure the actions committed are actions that do not need to be hidden, and that principle of Amenet won't work on you and me to reveal that which was hidden. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, the Almighty Mother is known as the Great and the Grandmother. I greet you, my dear, wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, in the name and title of our Lord God and Savior, the Black African Revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahushua HaMashiach. Now, Yahshua, three syllables, is the sacred divine feminine, because Christ is Alpha and Omega. Alpha, the masculine, Omega, the feminine. Christ is the first, the last. Christ is sacred divine masculine and sacred divine feminine. Yahshua, three syllables, is the feminine. There were women who wanted that name to do the work of the Messiah. Yahushua is four syllables. That's the masculine, sacred divine masculine. So we recognize sacred divine feminine and sacred divine masculine. And believe it or not, but you best believe the truth, that Christ has this day been revealed and manifested in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I, Jah Rastafari, Jesus Christ, new names in these last days of judgment in Babylon. Haile Selassie I, Rastafari, crowned 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty, November 2nd, 1930 in Addis Ababa, teaching us he's the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, teaching us that the whole of we are Christ. The whole of we are members of Christ's mystical body. The whole of we are Haile Selassie I. The whole of we are the might, the power, and the glory of the Holy Trinity. The whole of we are the second person in the Holy Trinity, coming forth from the Almighty Father, God of the universe, dark water, dark matter, coming forth from the proton in the atom. We're coming as the neutron. Coming from the proton, we are the neutron, the logos, the word of the Almighty made flesh, because of the work of the proton working as the father and the electron acting as the mother. We are Rastafari. We are they whom have no fear. When we are in our mission, when we are doing this work for the Almighty, when we are loving the human family, when we are working on behalf of the poor working class masses of the people, when we are in the mode and methodology and operandi of our mission, we have no fear whatsoever. Rastafari. This is all to teach us that in these last days of judgment, these are the days that we must recognize that we are the members of the body of Christ. We are here because we asked to be here. We are together because we petitioned the Almighty that at this time and space continuum in the universe, we would step out of eternity, which is, they call it time, but it's not time. It's time beyond time. It's time beyond the physical universe. We petition to step out of eternity into the time-space continuum. We petition to be baptized. That's going into our subject. We got so much we want to say. There's a scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse 13, where it talks about, for by one spirit are we all baptized into one body. Whether we be Jews or Gentiles, bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one spirit. The spirit is the dark spirit, dark energy of the universe, the womb from whence the physical universe came out of. And the baptism has to do with water. Because we come from the dark water, dark matter, the seed of life, germ of life, from the Almighty Father, God of the universe. And the spirit, dark spirit energy, is the Almighty Mother, Holy Spirit, Goddess of the universe. And that whole process of coming through, being first born as light and fire, the sun disk, the atom of life, the Christ, the Logos, the neutron, the Word, and that Word that in modern day science is called Alpha, having interaction with every atom and every molecule of the universe, rendering the physical universe from and out of the Almighty Father, God of the universe, dark water matter, and the Almighty Mother, Holy Spirit, Goddess of the universe, dark spirit energy. The sun purifies and purges the dark water matter and the dark spirit energy through the lifting of the dross and the gross matter and compacting those waters into the various fixtures and physical properties of the whole of the universe that we have. We petition to come through that process, which is a purifying process. And that is our original baptism into one body. We are born before, or I should say, we were in utero. We were in utero before the birth of the sun. Before the rendering of the invisible into the physical, visible universe, we were alive in the womb of our mother, being formed, being crafted, being manufactured. And then the birth of the sun, 13.7 to 4.5 billion years ago is the time period of the birthing of the sun. And after that period, you have the sun once again pulling on the dark water matter, pulling on the dark spirit energy, and bringing such through the fire, through the light, purifying, baptizing, and you have this physical, visible universe today. That's our original baptism. So whether you call yourself a Jew, Gentile, a Hindu, a Baptist, a Methodist, a Catholic, a Republican, a Democrat, an African, an Asian, a European, no matter if you are poor working class, masses, slave labor, in jail, sitting on the throne someplace, we all come from the same origin. And because we all come from the same origin, it is incumbent upon us to unite on this side in the physical universe and make sure that there is no such thing as the condition of bond and free, for all will be free and justified in the kingdom of God and queendom of God that's in heaven here and now on this earth. Let's take this first break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.